We want to allow all of us to who went on this journey to Cebu to reflect on how this experience shaped us and how it helped encourage our faith and our Christian walk. And this text is about the Lord loving fertile and growing things. He does. God makes the world a full and flourishing place. I mean, one of the things about Guam is devastated by Typhoon Maiwar, and it looked brown like Michigan looks in the winter, in November. No snow and all brown. But the jungle grows back quickly. We even found some cactus destroyed yesterday and has shoots growing out of it. God loves fertile and growing things. And he wants us to be producing fruit. He wants us to be a thriving part of the vine. You know, picturing that Jesus is the main vine and we are the branches that come from him and we are to bear fruit in what we do. And even the fertile soil should bear a hundredfold. So God loves to multiply any of our acts. And let me tell you that very simple acts can be mustard seed, which grow into great and bountiful things that God can do. When I was a very young junior pastor, I had a high school student in my church, and I just spent some time, with him, kind of mentoring him, nurturing him. And that man became a pastor in the Christian Reformed Church. He pastors down in Florida. He's a leader of missionaries. He's been around the world. And I would never have imagined that my small little contribution to his life would flourish into something that he would say that was a turning point for me in my life. So you can never underestimate the little things that you do in giving someone some time, in going on a mission trip that, you know, over a few days. It's a powerful thing that God does. He wants to and have us realize that we are reconciled to God. We are made peace with God our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are called to this reconciling mission to be ambassadors of reconciliation to each other. The Lord wants the energy of his love, his reconciling power, and his victory over sin, Satan, and death to count for something. He wants it to count. And it has to reach out beyond ourselves. We have to learn how to let this fountain flow of his love in our lives. So by faith, we have Jesus Christ work a beautiful miracle of love in our lives. That is really what it is. We enjoy our Lord Jesus because he shows us the love of the Father. And we are in love with him. And we want to walk with him. And we want his beautiful life to be shown and shaping our lives. The miracle of our love in our lives, of his love, should spill over into our having a wonderful impact on the world around us. So I would like to read this text in a moment, but let's pray for one second. Dear Lord, let us be under your direction. Lord, Pastor Joshua said when the Lord was calling him, he began to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to him, and through a long process, not instant, but a long process, he came to become a pastor and a missionary. And he wants to seek to share the love of Jesus Christ, most of all with his Chinese people, whether they're in China or here in the diaspora, where they're scattered around Asia and Europe and North America, all around the world. Lord, we pray that you may touch us by your Holy Spirit to continue to illumine our hearts and minds to be fully receptive to what you are doing in us and through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is very simple, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 and verse 22, and we reflected that on our t-shirts. It's on the back here, printed there. And it's part of the text, but it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And then going to the end of the chapter there, verse 22, and in him, Jesus Christ, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Reading that passage, you realize that one of the things that happens on a mission trip is you develop a kind of a company, you become a team. You're with each other throughout the whole, these intense days together, and you work out the miracle of all nine of us sleeping in this condo of Sita's in Manila. And I thought, that would never happen. I really didn't think I could subject myself to that. But it worked out beautifully. Worked out beautifully. Because everyone just got along and they just adapted. It was one night, you know. We had a little better accommodation in Cebu. But we went on this journey, traveling, trusting that God is our good Father, who wants to use us no matter what we do or where we go. And I believe that very much. This is not about these guys going to Cebu and that works some kind of special thing in their lives. We're all being sent on this mission task. We're all on a journey. We're all involved with God's work in this world, in whatever place we are. Even here, we were not able to bring Zanarai's little brother, Casey. Casey was going to go if we'd gone on the normal schedule earlier in June. But when we came to the Typhoon Maywar canceling things, the airport closing and having to reschedule, he was going on a civil air patrol exercise in Korea. So, but thankfully, someone very kindly bought the T-shirt that he couldn't buy because he wasn't part of the group, and he's wearing it. And we really believe that even though he wasn't with us, you know, in spirit, the Lord honors him even as well. And we can keep remembering and celebrating that we are people on a journey. So I would like us to remember God is with us wherever we go. And talk about the Cebu Youth Mission Trip, June 2023. And I'm going to do it by showing you our slides. So this is our shirt that we're highlighting. And on the symbol on the front is Faith Church Guam. So we have the Guam symbol. And it's expensive to get T-shirts here in Guam, $25 for these. And we were in Cebu, and they said, how much do you pay for your T-shirt? $25. We can get them here for $4 or $5. You know, it's a real difference being in Guam. And then the text on the back, we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works. A beautiful job done by our T-shirt creator to highlight the text that way. And it says Cebu 2023 by the cross. And so here we're seeing getting ready to go. The first group had to go on Tuesday, and the second group had to go on Wednesday. So we got to go early, you know, with Zanarai, Justice, and Seth, and Hillary and myself. And we got on a plane, and we took off for Palau. Well, we took off for Palau, and then even then, because of our situation, we had to go 4 and 1. Zanarai went on the direct flight to Manila. He skipped a little layover in Palau. And here you see Seth and Justice on there on the plane. Seth has flown before, but Justice has not. First time on a plane. And we went to the Philippines, of course. And we landed in Manila, and this is where we were staying, in Sita's condo. She's a beautiful spot there, very high view. And the three guys are in the room that they were going to share themselves. And then we got two more shoehorned in there the next night. And then we were by this uptown mall, and we went walking, we went hiking, we went through the city looking and exploring. And we ended up going to a mind museum, which was really fascinating because it displayed all kinds of cultural artifacts, the development of, for example, shoes, how they developed over time. First thing humans did is they built a shoe, a sandal or something to wear. And this is the first time they were kind of wearing something to separate them from natural elements. And then how cities work and how the planets work. And there was so much in this museum, as well as this fun mirror image, you know, which Hillary and I had fun doing. And then we were walking through town, a little bit of a nap for Zanarai. He loved to take naps. And that's Justice's work, the carton standing up on end. And, of course, I saw Frankie's, you know, felt at home. Somebody's busy making the Frankie name show up. And then we had a nice dinner that evening with Randy, Dan Tomata's brother, and his wife, Cindy. Jane. Randy and Jane. And Randy very kindly then brought us to the airport, or me. I had to go with him because we had to have room for three, to pick up the three who are going to leave on this Wednesday evening. Tristan, Joshua, and Irene. And here they are at Guam Airport getting ready to go. And they're on their way. And then the next morning, actually, we were successful. We found them. We picked them up. And we were there enjoying our breakfast. Just to say, arriving and getting into the Philippines was a real challenge for us because we landed at midnight. Zanarai had landed earlier. And he knows Chita, who's the woman working, trying to help us find us, give us a ride. We didn't know what she looked like. And we had to stop at immigration, and they said, well, you've been to the Philippine consulate, and you've got permission for two 14-year-olds to come into the Philippines, but now they need to get a certificate from the immigration. So you have to pay $6,100 cash. 64 pesos, sorry, Philippine pesos cash. We go, we've only American dollars because we couldn't find any pesos here in Guam. There were no pesos to purchase here. They really weren't available. And so an immigration guy, we had to sit justice and sat down by the booth. And then they had to walk me all around to the change place and then back. And it took 2 hours. And Hillary went down and rescued our suitcase. And we got home finally in our beds at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it was a very long night. But thankfully, we got through it. And it all worked out very, very well. We're having a good morning in Manila. And then the next thing was, they arrived Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning, we got to the airport. We took a couple of grab taxis, they're called. And they brought us to the airport. We were ready to depart. And we're sitting, waiting, and we're watching just hordes of people. Busy, busy airport. Philippines is partly Muslim, so there are a lot of Muslims traveling through as well, different parts of the Philippines. And Tristan is there shopping. They love shopping, so we sat by the suitcases, let them all go shopping. It was a great airport to do that in. And we took off for Cebu, and then we landed in Cebu, and here's our greeter. This is Clint, the driver, and he's ready for Tristan Mendiola and company. I don't know, he just put that name at the top. So Tristan was the featured guy. And Clint took our suitcases, put them in the car. We were dropped at our hotel here. And then Clint is standing by to take us into the van and drive us to our next location. And that's our regular routine. We gathered at the front entrance of the Amani residences. And then we started driving through the streets of Cebu, which is also an eye-opening experience because traffic is busy, pedestrians are busy, people are cooking on the side of the road. There's all kinds of turns. We're going down little alleyways. Trucks are turning in the road. You have to stop. And I don't know. We were so delighted with Clint and the driver and the van provided through Sita and her company. That was really a tremendous blessing to us. And we drove all the way from, that's the airport, on Lapu-Lapu. And we're in Amani residences. We had to drive across a bridge and through Cebu all the way to this Rise Above Family Center. That's where we had to go to work. And that was a big trip through this whole city of Cebu. Thankfully, Clint always takes the route with the least amount of traffic lights. And he was really a great guide. If you realize, Lapu-Lapu City and Amani, we were very close to a shrine. You know what it's called? The Shrine of Magellan. Magellan, who we have Discovery Day here in Guam, because Magellan came and landed here. The next place he went to was Cebu. And in Cebu, he had a conflict with a chief, a Filipino chief, who slayed him. He was killed there. And the banners along the road say the 502nd anniversary of the victory of the Filipinos over Magellan. That's the Magellan Shrine. And that's right near where we landed. So we had to do a long travel. And we came to this community center along this rutted road in the middle of Cebu. It's part of the Guadalupe is the area we went to, and that's a slum. And they have a beautiful set of paintings on the wall. They have beautiful kids in there that they're really reaching out to. On Friday evening, we were not able to join them, but they were feeding 500 people there. 500 people. They go out and get the food, and they cook it on this premises, and then they deliver help to the needy. But we were going to paint in a different spot. So we had to come back to our hotel, to the little Lola Monica restaurant, where we ate our meals, our breakfast, and our dinners. And here we are gathered, and it was a beautiful spot. And this is me with Kit, Dan's oldest brother. We met his youngest brother, Randy. Now his oldest brother, Kit, who was managing, he works in the office of the rental car, and he was a very good host and helped us out. And then Zanarai with Pearl is the manager of this little restaurant, and she became our hostess. And we would drive by this big bridge, and we said, on Monday, we're going to go across this bridge. But we just kept driving by it for the weekend. And this is the family center where we ended up painting on Friday. This beautiful spot called the Family Care Center. And we ended up painting all that blue, and we'll tell that story. But the first job we had was inside. We painted this indoor room. And we painted this all the white all the way around, and we painted that sidewall. And this is them having cleaned it all up and put it back together. And we made that room much brighter, much more beautiful with our hard work. And then there were kids there when we first arrived. Hillary's on the teeter-totter with a little girl. And Justice is holding a little child. They're beautiful children. They're always doing learning and teaching activities with them in this center. And they get various volunteers involved, too. So we took a picture with a couple of the ladies, Marie and Abigail, who's French. And we then had a couple of Danish volunteer students, university students there. And in the middle is Gabe. I think they called him Gabe. He was the husband of Marie. And he helped us with the paint and where to paint and how to paint. And this Clint driving our van again. So we get back in the van. We go back at the end of our work day of painting on Friday. And we got to have our dinner. So there we are gathered again. For a while we were at our usual places. But then we started mixing it up a little bit. And then we went that evening, that Friday evening, to this Word for the World church, where the opening banner, as we go up the stairs on the fourth floor, it was, Jesus, he brings new beginnings. And that's really what a motto that they follow. And we came into a youth group, and we were like the superstars. They were very glad to have visitors from Guam. It really seemed to bless them that we would take the effort to travel from Guam all the way to Cebu. And they began to put everybody on teams and games, and our youth really participated, got involved, and were great. And then, of course, there was a trophy at the end, fisted right in the middle of it. So it was great. And then the next day, Saturday morning, we got up at early, 7:30. We had to be at the ferry to go to Olongo Island. Olongo Island. So as I show on the map, Cebu City's there, airport in Lapu-Lapu is there. We were living resident there, but we had to go to the very tip of the island and take a ferry to this Olongo Island, where the church had been called to begin a ministry to all these children and their families, and the youth and the mothers, a lot of mothers, a few fathers, in a beautiful location on Olongo Island. The property where we went was owned by a Chinese businessman who owned a factory in Cebu City, and he was using this property to dive, and he saw all the needs there. And he said to the pastor, Giovanni, who we were working with, could you and your church go to this island and minister? And so they came there. And this is us getting ready to go on the ferry, got on a little boat, and we're getting our little seats. Yes, that's right, Pastor Giovanni there on the side. And we line up, we get on our boats, and then we're getting on tricycles, first time riding tricycles, all the way out to the point where this beautiful building is, where they were hosting the activities for the children and worship as well, on a beautiful setting right by the water, which is Cebu is renowned for its presence on the water. And here are the kids, our youth team, working with the kids, getting very involved, getting stuck in there. And, you know, just being involved. And then Irene found some friends to talk to and chat with. Very nice. Some of the youth of the church that were volunteering there. And then some of the kids who were attending. And then some of the youth that they got involved with there. And then Joshua is an artist. So he drew this beautiful sketch drawing of sitting there at that place and just the beautiful boat, the sailing boat, and the inspiration for that. So tribute to Josh and his artistry. And then Pastor Giovanni's there on his phone, and we're going to get on the tricycles again and travel through rutted roads to get back to our ferry and return again to, this is on Saturday, so we're going to return to our hotel room or our residences for a little while. But this is some of the team that of the church working with us. And then on the ferry going back, beautiful ride, a little bigger boat than the first one, which is nice. And then we were back having our supper. This is different. This is a chicken barbecue place. So we went that Saturday to do some evangelism in a park, and then afterwards the church took us out and hosted us at a chicken barbecue famous in Cebu where you can have endless rice. They have a tub of rice and they'll just keep giving you rice forever. I guess there's one of these restaurants on Guam, apparently. Someone told us. On Guam. I forget what it's called. Inizal. And it's over up by Marine Boulevard or something. Oh, I've repeated that slide again. Because we went on Sunday morning, we went to church. You know what time? 8 a.m. They start worship at 8 a.m. And there were some people there of the church, but we were quite early. We were an early group. And then they filtered in, and then the church filled up. And I shared the word I preached there, and this is a picture of us with Hillary and I, and then Pastor Giovanni and his wife Jeanette, and then some of the other people at the church. We had a really beautiful worship time. They fed us a nice lunch. And honestly, we were there at the church from 8 o'clock in the morning till past noon. But then our Sunday afternoon was to be for travel, and once we were finished with the church, we went driving up into the mountains, and we found this beautiful park and took some really wonderful photographs there. And we were just being able to enjoy the setting that's in Cebu, the beauty of the surroundings there, and even Hillary showing herself there. And then we went to another tourist site. It's a temple of Leah. A man built this in honor of his wife. It looks over the city of Cebu, and you have a beautiful view looking down. And then we went to Fort San Pedro, which is there. It's the ancient fort the Spanish used to settle the city of Cebu. And Hillary did find a number of cats there, but I don't have any good pictures of that. There were lots of cats there. And then afterwards, actually, we went to the mall, and the largest mall in Asia. It was four floors, has a skating rink on the top. It was quite overwhelming, but you could spend days there. But again, that mall exists there by the waterfront, and right nearby are a whole large area of shanties. And the world of those who have and those who do not is living always next to each other in the Philippines. That was our Sunday. And then on Monday morning, we went back to finish painting. This blue paint had to go on the fence and the big door. And so there we are, gathered, having done the work. And there we are, relaxing. That's an air-conditioned room, just having some ice cream that was offered to us by Marie. And then we were driving again with Clint over the big bridge to enjoy an afternoon on Monday at a resort that we were waiting in the lobby. We went to a Fiji restaurant, which is a call-out to the Ludwigs who lived in Fiji. We loved it. It was a nice restaurant looking right over the water. You can see some of the swimming pools and some of the water. It was a beautiful place to relax on Monday afternoon. And then we were jetting off again on Tuesday morning back to Manila. And in Manila, we were able to be dropped off after we dealt with the terrible traffic of Manila. It's just stop and go. And finally, we got out and we were able to walk around a little bit. And then met up with our driver again, and we took a couple pictures by this National Museum of Art, and then we found another museum about natural history, so it obviously showed shark teeth and a bunch of other things. It was a fun museum to go around in. And then we went to, but the driver drove us to a mall, which called the Venice Grand Canal Mall. So it looks like Venice. It's really quite amazing. And there we finally ended up in a restaurant who sang a wonderful happy birthday to Justice. It was Justice's birthday that month, and he was able to get a free meal for himself because it was his birthday month. And then that is our trip. We then returned home, having experienced and done being God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. We flew home back here to Guam, and we remembered that he is the God who sends us, the God who sends us. And this passage from Joshua, God is with you wherever you go, which is a reminder to him to be strong and courageous because God is with you wherever you go. Cebu Youth Mission Trip. We're going to listen now to what the youth have to say. And the first one to speak is Justice, to talk about his experiences and how he grew his faith there.
Justice, hello. Good morning, Faith family. Oh, it was a pleasure being able to go on the trip to the Philippines. The trip was a great experience, and I've got to meet many new people and experience many new things. One thing about the mission trip I really liked is when we got to do some evangelism. I've never had that kind of experience before, so I thought it was a great thing to experience. The day I say that I really grew my faith was when we got to meet the whole church. They were very welcoming, and I enjoyed every moment I spent there. The way they worship was very interesting, I would say, but all in all, it was a great experience. Thank you.
Good morning. So one thing I really enjoyed in Cebu was the fellowship we had with the people and the youth of the Word for the World Church. It showed me what was going on in other people's lives and also helped me make some new friends. One thing that helped grow my faith was the poverty. Many people were living in half-rundown houses that looked like there was barely any electricity. Like Pastor Frank said, it was half people who had and half people who didn't. It helped me realize how much God was providing for me already and how much I was taking things for granted.
I'm Tristan. Hi. So Tristan is in Thailand, as Pastor Frank said. This is Tristan's words. Our trip to Cebu was a wonderful experience, and I'm very happy with the impact we were able to make with our time there. I think we got a lot of good work done, helping the local communities and working to spread the gospel to the people of Cebu. During our time at the community center, we did a job I believe would have taken days in a matter of a couple of hours with all of our hands working on it together, which is great in itself. On Alanga Island, we were able to help their fellowship group make activities for the young children of the area, which was also a joy. Other than just the manual labor, we worked with the Word for the World Church in spreading the Word of God through evangelism at a public park. And I'm very proud of my fellow faith church group members for putting themselves out there, even if it may have made them feel anxious or uncomfortable. They persevered through things that I'm sure weren't in their comfort zone. I know they were definitely weren't in my comfort zone. Other than just the work we did, what really stuck out to me was the fellowship we made with the members of the community and the church we attended. Everyone was so lively and genuine, so welcoming to all of us. They truly carried the Lord in everything they did, especially in the way they treated others and the way they worshiped wholeheartedly. They wore their faith on their sleeves in a way I aspire to be more like. I'm so grateful to have met them and connected with them. I feel as though we all connected more than just as people of the same faith, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm very happy we had this opportunity to experience Cebu, its people, and its culture. I feel very blessed to have been able to connect with the people there, as well as my fellow youth that went there with me. And most importantly, thank you everyone that made it possible. Tristan.
Good morning, Faith family. I would like to begin my short section by thanking all of you who have been praying and who have supported our mission and allowing us to embark on such a journey. Considering the recent events that happened on Guam, we were very blessed to be sent to such a wonderful place that had power and water. I will admit, on my previous travels, I hadn't seen this side of the Philippines. It was very eye-opening to see the contrast between certain neighborhoods, how some of the same people from the same nation have such contrasting living conditions. That realization had not only been a big takeaway, but had furthered my faith in God and my heart and desire to help those in the Philippines. God had seemed to want to bless us even further when we met the Word for the World Church. While finding new friends, I had also enjoyed a new way of worshiping Him. Amongst all the days we had spent there, I'd say for me the most enjoyable was being able to spend time with the collective youth from both churches that love God. Thank you.
Good morning, Faith family. So I'd like to just give a little minute to thank everybody who's been praying for us and who's been thinking on us for throughout the mission. We've had some ups and downs with booking flights and making sure everybody weren't packed like sardines, and with me and Hillary being the only woman on the trip, you know, it's been such a blessing, and I thank you guys, and I thank especially you, Sita. Thank you so much for providing for us. And I went into the mission trip not expecting much because it was my first time there, my first time in the Philippines, first time on a mission trip. But just going there, it blew me out of the water. You know, it was like, to me, it felt like I never left Guam. And like, we were just in a bigger part of it, maybe. Everybody could understand me and I could understand them. Communication was really easy. And just to have that connection with the people there was so great, too. And just the food, the flora and fauna, and just the good company that we had, it was just wonderful. And to be able to help, even if it was just a little bit, you know, to help out with the painting or the people in Olongo Island, it really just made me realize that we're all people, and we all need help sometimes. And no matter how small you give, there's going to be people who really need it and really appreciate it. And what I really liked there was just how welcoming and open everybody was there. We never had a hard time with anybody, thank God for that. And despite most of us being there for the first time, we just did wonderfully and beautifully together. I think Justice is my brother from another mother now. It was just so interesting to see everybody in a new light, you know, because I see you guys just once every week usually, and we spent 6 days together, and I've learned so much, not just from the Philippines, but of you guys too. And yeah, just being to evangelize the first time and to see the people, I think that's what really grew me to just appreciate what we have here and to try my best to also not just to, you know, lead worship and to go to church, but to also try and encourage other people to go on this walk of faith with God. So thank you guys so much for letting us go.
Hi, everyone. So for the mission trip, what I just want to say is thank you, Miss Sita, for providing the driver and so much of the food at Lola Monica's. It really was excellent. And then I also wanted to say that what struck me about the trip was that the people there, they all really cared, or the people in the Rise Above Foundation and the World for the World Church, they really cared to their targets, audiences. Like the Rise Above Foundation, they provide education to kids in the neighborhoods, but they also provided a method of livelihood for some of their parents, where mothers can weave bags, like handbags, out of scrap materials. Mm-hmm. And then also that, like, even though I didn't understand Cebuano and we were doing the street evangelism, the people from Word for the World, they would often switch into Cebuano because it was more clear for the people they were talking to. And so they really just all cared about who they were talking to or who their targets were. And then what encouraged me in my faith is just seeing all that, like seeing the people reach out and care for other people. With the Rise Above Foundation on Olongo Island and in the street evangelism. Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks.
Not that low. So now this is me. There's no Tristan. Okay. So Cebu 2023 did happen by the grace of God. The typhoon really tried hard to cancel it, but we persevered for hours down at the United office. Wonderful service, Ben, your United ticket office. But we actually had the trip canceled and then reinstated it. So we really felt this trip was meant to happen. Just quickly, some words that come to mind after the week. Rice, like I've never seen before. Mangoes, wonderful. Traffic, tricycles. And finally, poverty. That was like, to get a little more sober, the other words are just kind of fun. But the poverty was huge. The Rise Above Foundation, the amazing thing was how happy the children were, though they have so little. And Marie, one of the directors, said, I've been to where they live, and there are no words to describe their living conditions. And these happy little faces, that little girl on the teeter-totter with me would not give up for about 5 minutes. It was really tough doing that, but she was just so happy. Little things made them happy. I loved every day, but I must choose one thing, and that was the worship service on the Sunday. It was Father's Day, so there was a real strong emphasis on Father's Day. They brought all the fathers forward, gave them gifts, and none of us have had perfect fathers. If you have, well done, but fathers are human, and they may have been great dads, but I'm sure at some point they've failed you, and that's okay. We live in this world, but they kept singing this song, Good, Good Father, by Chris Tomlin. And by the end of the service, I realized, and I pray that all our youth would realize, that we have a really good father who cares for us. And no matter what our earthly father situation is, present, absent, complicated relationship, we have a good, good father, and we are children of God. So I just pray that everybody felt that. And it was wonderful. I actually had to have a few tissues, which was embarrassing because I didn't have any, so Frank had to find me some. So guys, thank you for being such a great group to travel with. You were a blessing and a joy to be with for the whole week. And Sita, it's been mentioned, but thank you for providing a driver, a van, accommodation, and food. We're forever grateful to you and Dan for all you did for this trip. Thank you.
Yes, I did say to the church, I said, I'm very proud of this group. As a pastor who's kind of bringing along a group of young people, and so thankful for the prayers, because God's blessing in his prayers, the prayers of people were all over this trip, because we just found doors opening and things being accomplished that only God could have done through prayer. And I'm just amazed that all the pieces fit together, of people traveling in like three different ways on the way there, and then we all got our places to travel back. And then just like the heart of Cebu opened up to us. I think that's a beautiful way to describe it. Through this church, through this people who are dedicated on the ground to bringing measure of help to the people through the foundation. So let us just bow our heads in prayer, and we'll then sing a couple songs and finish our worship. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you have granted us the grace and the blessing to be going. Thank you, Lord, that it is always a cooperative effort, an effort of a community, a family of faith that sends us like this. And thank you that there was such a wonderful family of faith to which to belong and connect with and participate in their mission to that local community. And thank you, Lord, for the friendliness, as they said, the passion and love of the people, and the way any one of us can make an impact, no matter where we go. And it reduces our barriers, and it opens us up to overcome our fears. And we pray that this may be accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ always. In his name, amen.